He's heard us. There's nothing that can be done now.
Take heart and hide behind this boulder. This dragon won't live to see another day.
It's impossible. He'll devour you on the spot.
Angus? Are you with me?
George hopped on his horse and with his spear in hand, galloped towards the mighty dragon. His heart raced within his chest. He fixed his eyes on the dragon and rode on faster.
Hiya! Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff are my comfort.
The dragon's eyes narrow in on George, and he smiled in a vicious, hungry sort of way. As George drew near, the great beast let out a hiss of smoke that enveloped the forest in a thick haze. Angus reared up on his hind legs, lost in the sea of smoke.
Easy, boy. Easy. He's just trying to throw us off course.
Through the smoke, George heard the voice of the dragon as it whispered in his ear.
You are nothing but a lost boy in the woods. Nothing but a weakling trying to prove your worth.
Show yourself!
What good are your prayers when you are lost in smoke?
You're wrong!
What good are your prayers when death is at your door?
George closed his eyes and steadied his breath. With a steady hand, he made the sign of the cross, and it was in this moment that God penetrated his heart. The doubt and fear that had threatened disappeared, and in their place stood courage. The smoke cleared from the forest, and the dragon's whispered empty lies were drowned out with the sound of Angus's hoofs galloping forward faster than before.
Be strong, and let your heart take courage, all you who wait for thee.